Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Beasley, and welcome back to another episode of the Betascape Podcast. Today's episode is a really fun one. I have Dean Arrows on the show today. I gotta say, he's gonna be your new favorite Gooner Dad. If you haven't heard of him by now, you certainly will. Check them out on X and Twitter. Their handle is 1-800-SEXLINE. They're amazing. They do really fun, silly stuff. It's all not safe for work, so go check them out. I really hope that you enjoy our conversation. We talk about all kinds of fun masturbation things. I'm so excited for y'all to listen. So thanks again for checking this one out. A reminder to check out past episodes and interviews. So many different guests on the topic of masturbation, and yeah, I look forward to interviewing more people on the subject and other things, of course. So thanks again for listening. Let me know what you think, and please enjoy the episode.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Wait, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you just fine.
Okay, but when I speak, can you hear me? Do you hear me clearly, or do you hear me like...
You sound so fucking good. So crisp and clear. Snowbomb.com. Just a warning, right, I am so heavily caffeinated right now, and I have the jitters, and I think I'm about to explode on you. So be warned. Thank you so much for having me.
Just make it... Yeah, it's going to be a really sexy explosion, I feel.
Oh, it's going to be so sexy. It's going to be a big fucking load.
Listen, shout out to you for... redoing this conversation. So it was funny. So when I went to go edit our audio, every time I spoke, it was like really crackly the whole time.
Oh, really?
And I've been having this because I think what happened was last time I was connected to my AirPod speakers, and like my AirPods are shit when you speak. Like I can hear through them, but yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, well, you sound really great now. So,
and then this I was like, oh, well, like, what did I do wrong with this microphone? Like, why wasn't it connecting? And like, the cord was like upside down. Ooh. So it wasn't like, it didn't recognize.
Yeah, tech issues, like technology. Blah.
It didn't recognize it was being penetrated correctly.
Oh, I hate when that happens, you know?
I hate when that happens too. Bro, I've been so horny.
Yeah? How horny? Been baiting?
Yeah, like all the time.
How many times a day?
I think I was like on the weekends it's like about 3 or 4.
Like, yeah, okay,
like
cool.
this morning I woke up, I baited, I'll probably bait after this.
Like how long's like your bait sessions?
It depends, but on the weekend I can go pretty long, so I would say probably like 2 to 3 hours each one.
Well, that's good. That's cool.
Yeah, like on the weekdays, it's a little less. Like, I'm just like so stressed out from work. I come home and I'm just like, okay, like a 30 minute will do me, and then I'll just like fall asleep.
I think it's really fascinating for me, anyways. I think when I am like so stressed or I have so much on my plate, so many things that are due, I'm about to near a deadline, for whatever reason, I get so fucking horny that I have to like bait. Like, I need to like nonstop masturbate. And I hate that. It's such a weird thing that happens. Do you have the same thing?
When I get stressed out, I need to bait.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I use baiting as a major stress reliever for sure. But I was like hooking up with this guy and I was just like, oh, I feel like I'm in a place in my life where I want to explore more things sexually. Mm-hmm. Like, just like I've been watching it for so long that I'm just like, I might as well just like put it into action, bro. Like, what am I wasting my time? Like, just not doing the thing that I really want to do. So like, I started like exploring like
all what this, are you like, exploring? Cool, if you don't mind me asking. What you into?
Like a lot of like butt stuff, not on me but on other people. Mm-hmm. Like it comes from a place of like wanting to like and like be a proper like sir, you know, like to have that like domineering confidence, like I know what I'm doing, you will submit because what I'm about to do to you is like gonna get you so off. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Good. That's good. Do you have like, are you like verbal with it? Are you like, you're like,
I'm very verbal.
Voice?
Yeah. So I get like really beastly in my bait. That's where the beast comes from. I just get really like hyper, like bro-y and like super dad and uncle, like all that. Mm-hmm. But I was hanging out with a friend and he was like, We were like playing around, and I got really verbal. And he was
Hmm.
like, "Wow, you got just you got so hard with that verbal right now." And I was like, "I know, it's
That is awesome, dude. I wish I could be like domineering like that. That's something I've been wanting to like practice because I feel like every time I'm like, because I am like normally like a top, but I'm a very apologetic top, very passive. I'm like, always like worried. It's like, is that okay? Are you feeling okay? Can I do that? Are you good?
That's relatable.
Right?
Yes, I used to be that way too. And then I realized that people enjoy like being tossed around with consent, of course. But like, boy, they love it. Like if you're a bottom, like that's what exactly what you're looking for. So
It's hard for me to pull that out of me. I always,
don't be afraid to go in.
I
Practice.
know, I know, I gotta practice. But the thing is, like, I'm like in such a sexual draw right now. Like, I can't find someone to like host me, or because I can't host, so it's hard for me to find someone to host. And then like everyone's like so far, you know. Everyone's if you're over
Yeah.
5 miles away from me, I'm probably not gonna go to you, dude.
But like there's not a lot of beta. I feel like I've talked to a couple of beaters from San. Oh, wait, do you want to s is it okay to say where you are?
I'm in the San Diego area,
In the San
ish.
Diego area.
Ish.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the times, well, I guess the ones I find that are from San Diego like are visiting LA. So that's how I get them. So that's why I'm just like, oh, there's a bunch of SD beaters, but they're like in LA. And I don't know. But
You know
like
what? Yeah, you know there probably are a lot of SD baiters. Where I'm located specifically, it's on the outskirts. I'm like on the way to San Diego, right? So my community, it's very conservative, and you're gonna have a lot of DL people. If I put up Grindr, there's a lot of faceless like profiles, or they're married, so they can't host
yeah.
because the wife's at home. But you know what? They do. I feel like married dudes give like the best head. Fuck, it's so
Married
good,
dudes are so horny.
dude. Married dudes, they're like the best, man. Like. Honestly, if you got to be with the married dude, because I feel like their like sexual like their sexual like experiences or wants and desires is so what's that word not compressed repressed rather, because
Oh,
men, they're trying
repressed,
to, yeah, they're
yes.
so, because they got to live that heteronormative life, they got to please the wife, you know. But like, you know, once they hit it up with the dude, they become like it's someone completely different, and they give the sloppiest perfect head, dude.
Oh my
But
God,
yeah,
that's so scandalous.
so scandalous. I mean, who hasn't ruined a marriage or two, right? And
Oh
I'm glad that Ariana Grande is representing us.
What do you mean? What, how is she representing?
Ariana Grande, the whole like scandal of stealing that baby daddy,
Now what? I
allegedly.
don't
No,
know.
wait, what do you
I don't
mean,
know.
man?
All I know
Yeah.
is that like she dropped a new album and like got divorced.
Oh no, like
I
the
don't know
I.
if she was like bringing homes.
Yeah, SpongeBob from the SpongeBob musical. So there's like this white dude. I mean, he's like okay looking. He's good, you know. I'm not sure. I think we all like to clown on how he looks like, but literally, we would all like fuck him. So he is an Ariana event. Allegedly, I don't know the situation because I don't want to like. I don't want the Ariana bait. What's Ariana fans called? Arianators, is that right? I don't know. I don't want fans to come after me. But allegedly, you know. She and him were working on the Wicked movie, and they kind of had an affair while he was married. He
Okay.
had a new baby as well,
This
so
sounds
scandal,
familiar.
scandal,
This
scandal.
sounds
Yeah, but honestly,
familiar.
I mean, kudos to Ariana, because like if a man was gonna like cheat on his wife, you know, I mean, I think the other woman dodged a bullet. Does that make sense? You know, but anyways, we're going on tangent. Let's talk about gooning.
Let's talk about Dixie Goody. Wait, so like how have you been since we last spoke? You've been good?
I've been so busy, bro. I've been so busy with like work and so stressed, and right now I'm trying to finish my graduate school application.
Oh,
Deadline's coming up
nice.
next month. Yeah, so I've been really busy trying to finish my essay that I gotta do,
Wait,
and all
are you
this.
gonna get out of San Diego for graduate school? Is that the goal, or are you gonna stick around?
I'm gonna commute to school. So I am I'm not saying this. I'm a Cal State Fullerton grad. I got my undergraduate from Cal State Fullerton. I'm gonna do my master's there as well. Fingers crossed. So I've been really busy with that.
When are applications due for that?
April 1st. So
Oh,
I gotta step up
Do
my
you gotta,
pussy.
yeah, you gotta do that and your taxes if you haven't done
Oh,
so
I already
already.
finished my taxes, dude. Let's talk about taxes real quick. Can we talk about taxes?
No, let's not. Where is that
No,
money
no, I want to know, like, have you, because this whole 1099 shit, because if you're only fans creator or just fans creator, obviously you're getting a W-9, you're gonna have to
Yeah.
pay back some taxes. And luckily I was able to, my tax provider person was able to write off some stuff for me, but I'm not getting much back. But yeah,
Yeah,
it's,
no, I mean, taxes are always hard. I feel like as a single person in California, you're fucked up the ass so hard. Like they take most out of me. Like
yeah.
I'm being punished for being single. I've had this conversation numerous times.
It's not the business, yeah.
No, and especially too here in Los Angeles, because everything is so expensive. Like they tax so much.
Yeah, and
But then I was just like talking to a friend, they're just like, we should just move to somewhere that doesn't tax as much or anything.
like where? I want to go to Mexico.
That's fun actually. You know what? I've been watching these like YouTube videos of like people like moving to like Mexico, like young like people just kind of going out there and like kind of vibing with the culture and stuff. And that shit seems fun as fuck. Like it's literally like another, it's like a Mexican LA. Like
Right, my
it's
boyfriend.
such,
Oh, my boyfriend has a lot of family down in Mexico, and he kind of wants to like bounce out of California, just like live the rest of our life in Mexico. I kind of want to do that too, but it's just like, I don't know Spanish, and I'm afraid that I'll be contributing to the gentrification of like Mexico. But I do want to go to Mexico.
But
I want to
are you
get out of
Mex
this country. I'm
are you
Mexican.
Mexican though? Okay,
Yeah,
fuck that. No, brother, like
I'm so
it's
assimilated though.
they will no, they will welcome you home with open arms, best and believe. Like as soon as you like they get you, like they see your mustache and they're just like, this is the brother too. Like and also too, like I just feel like excuse me. Like I just give it a couple of months to like a year and you'll be picking that up language so fast. Like Spanish is probably the easier languages to learn.
Yeah, I don't really know much of Spanish. I've been trying to trying to get on Duolingo and try to learn some things. I feel like the only kind of Spanish I know is like como estás, el gato estás debajo mesa. Do
I picked that up.
yeah, so that's all I know.
It's good. It's a start.
Yeah, it's a start, but not enough.
You
I
know
know
where you
sign
could,
language.
you know where you could, you do really fluently?
Yeah,
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm deaf.
I've always wanted to learn sign
Yeah,
language.
I'm
How
deaf
did
in
you
this
learn?
year. So
Like
in third,
fully
okay,
deaf?
I'm fully deaf. So in third grade, okay, this
Whoa.
is a scandal. So in third
Okay.
grade, we're hanging out on the playground, right? So after lunch is over, they make all the classrooms stand in a line, right? And there is this fucking bitch who was in my classmate, who was a classmate of mine, and for whatever reason, she was screaming in my ear.
Whoa.
Cause LOL, you know, and I was like a timid, shy kid. I didn't know, like, tell her to, like, you know, fuck off. So she was screaming and screaming and screaming. So I think that is the start of the story, because I would say a few days after, I was playing in the playground out in the fields, and I was like a really like a loner kid. I didn't have many friends. And then all of a sudden, I felt this sensation came over me, and I got really dizzy and I fainted. And then when I came to, I noticed that hot liquid was coming out of my left ear. So I went to the bathroom
Whoa.
and I noticed all that liquid coming out. So I cleaned it up. But again, I was a shy, timid kid. I didn't talk to anyone, so I just minded my own business. So come to our annual school hearing and seeing test. They did all that, and the nurse said, like, oh, have you always been deaf? And I'm like, what? I don't know what that means. And so she contacted my mom, and they found out that I lost 80% of my hearing. I didn't never tell my mom about the whole screaming girl thing. So, but my doctor, I mean, my mom took me to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, you know what? Yeah, his hearing might be related to his enlarged tonsils. So they took my tonsils out, thinking that my hearing would come to. It never did. I don't know why, what the correlation of that was. So they took my tonsils out. My hearing aid came back. Then my mom was like, well, let's put him on a hearing aid. And that was something that I didn't want. So, bah, bah, bah. Come to high school, I was like, well, you know what? Maybe I'm going to go deaf in this year one day. And if I do go deaf in that year, I want to ensure that I have like a language to communicate with, you know, so with other people. So I picked up American Sign Language. I did that for 3 years. I'm not gonna say that I'm very fluent in American Sign Language. I could get by in a conversation. I did in community college as well. So yeah, I know a little bit of sign language.
That is such
Practice.
a, that is so random. Is that masturbation?
No, this is practice, but it looks like masturbating. And
Dude,
I
was
think
it
this
sign
was
language?
very formative to me, because like when I learned this sign in like when I was like 16 or something,
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, why does that look like jerking off?
It
And it's
does look like jerking
practice,
off.
right? Practice,
Wait,
man.
what's the sign language for baiting?
I think it's like to each his own. I'm sure it's just like this.
Okay. Duh. That is such a random, wild story. I would have punched that little girl out. Like, I feel like you're a kid, so I don't think anybody would have blamed you.
Yeah, I mean, kids are kids. Kids are wild, dude. Like, they're like one of the worst.
But who is
Horrible.
this child that is like screaming in your fucking ear?
I know, dude. Kids are ruthless, bro. They're
Kids are
like wild.
so fucked up. Kid will say some of the craziest shit to you, and you're just like
So out of pocket. Yeah.
so randomly offensive, and I'm just like, damn, that's fucking morbid, bro.
Yeah. So I'm deaf.
Hey, but like your other ear, excuse me, your other ear you can hear,
I hear everything just fine.
right? Excuse me. Okay, good. Too much weed and poppers up in here. You know when you hit it too hard and you get start getting those noogies? Was that just me?
It might be just you, but I don't really know because I don't really like hit the bong too much because I don't like
I
ripping
don't
bongs.
either. I vape.
Oh,
It's
well, I don't
probably
vape
bad for
anymore
you
either.
though, right?
Vaping is really bad for you, man. Not it's funny. In my real IRL life, I just made a PSA about the dangers of vaping.
What is
So
so
here,
dangerous about vaping?
well, you know, the lung damage and respiratory problems and well, that's all I'm allowed to like say in my PSA.
I feel like I wanted to switch because I was like, oh, I'm smoking it too much and it's really fucking my lungs. And then my friend was just like, yeah, I just switched to edibles. And then I started doing edibles, and then like that doesn't hit as much as smoking would. So I was like, this is like not working out for me.
Yeah, I like edibles. Edibles is chill. You know,
I like
I kind of
edibles
went
though.
straight edge for the past month now because I'm kind of like, I feel like it's fucking me up, dude. I'm trying to like clean my body out a bit from alcohol, weed, other substances, just trying to be center myself and trying to, you know, trying to live a healthier life, man. I've been going to the gym every day and no
Oh,
muscles yet, but I've
I
been
see
starting to
it.
take creatine. So hopefully this helps me get buff.
Yeah, you gotta get that protein in, bro.
I know, dude. 140 grams a day. It's hard, man.
Get the protein and the protein. I remember I was up to like almost 200 grams.
Fuck, that's a lot of protein, man. It's expensive, dude, to get all that meat and protein shakes
I
and all
know
that.
it's so expensive.
Dude, it's not the business.
No, it's not. And you're trying to like bulk up, so you're constantly eating, and it's like even more expensive. Just the other day, I was complaining to my friend because I was just like, God, I spend so much on food and groceries. And he's just like, well, yeah, look at you. You're like huge. Not like huge, like big, but I'm a big guy. I'm like 6'3", 240. Like, I like to eat. Like,
No, like, dude, like,
I'm gonna chow down on X large pizza for sure.
oh, that sounds really bomb. But like the whole price of living thing is it's too much, dude. The price of living is wild between
Oh,
groceries,
it's
gas,
insane.
everything sucks. And that's why I like when I do my OnlyFans pricing and stuff, I think, well, what's economical? You know, like, so I want to ensure that people I still want to get that side hustle cash, you know, but also I want to be
Yeah,
realistic. I'm not
no,
going to charge like
absolutely.
$7.99, especially for the stuff that I post. I don't think it's worth $7.99. So I try to
Wait,
keep it
what?
very low as
Excuse me?
possible.
I feel like your shit is very much worth $7.99. Are you kidding me?
$4 max.
I just saw your fucking Adventures of a Gooner Man on X. You telling me that's not worth $7.99? That's a fucking sitcom, bro. How long did it take you to do that shit? The amount of time
Oh,
it
no,
took
okay,
you to put that together was worth
okay. It is it that
$7.99.
that clip alone, it's a full clip, it's like 1 minute 30 seconds, right?
Yeah, it
But to
took you like
even like
four
do
hours.
something like it took me forever to do, you know? So
Yes.
like I would love to do something like full length like that, but it's just I don't have the time, and I definitely that's why I'm like okay, I'm definitely adjusting my prices to reflect the work that I'm putting into it because I feel
That's
like
what I'm saying. Like
yeah.
people complain that sometimes it gets so high, but it's just like, bro, like you need to understand, like I gotta buy equipment to edit this shit. I gotta buy lights to shoot the shit. I gotta like there's like so much involved.
Oh yeah,
Plus
and like.
my favorite part of that video, I think, is Cheryl. Was like, what the
Diversity win. I wanted to bring some diversity into my
That shit was
videos.
funny. You're like, you'll get it next time. But you know when you're doing the work, man, because you're ensuring like every man has like proper lubage for his cock.
Yeah, I was trying
Like,
to do like a
that's.
spin of like Lois and Clark, you know, it's like fucking stupid in camp. And that's what like really,
It's so
we
good.
talked about this last time. Like when I post like videos on Twitter or OnlyFans or what have you, I want to make sure it hits my three criterias. If it's hot, if it's stupid, and will my mom frown about upon it? So I think all my videos do that.
The stupid part, yeah, so that's why it's so funny to watch, because it's so like it's so insane. And so, like, I remember, like, first meeting you for the first time, I was just like, oh, this is like really you. This isn't really an act. It's just like an extension.
This is, I am completely explosive. I would categorize myself as an introvert. I'm not like this like all the time, but if we're having a one-on-one conversation, if someone calls upon me, I do explode just like this. A
You know
fun
what?
fact about me, I was almost on the reality TV show Big Brother. Big Brother's 17.
What?
But
You like auditioned and
I
everything?
auditioned and made it far into casting, but they didn't go with me. Which I
Why?
think
Did he give
at the
you
time, at the
a reason?
I mean, everyone was like really hot on the cast, so I'm sure I just wasn't fitting that CBS criteria of sexiness. And plus, as well, I also auditioned as a gay person. So I think although it's never been confirmed, I do think when CBS or other reality shows wants to cast someone from, the queer community or marginalized groups, they want to cast a specific character, And I feel like at the
Oh,
time there was like
sure.
someone quite like me, representing the queer community at the time on TV. So I felt like they just kind of want to go with the status quo. So
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate because I feel like, yes, you're right when they say they want to brand it or they want to get someone very specific. It's always like that good gay, right? Like that one that looks perfect, the one that's like clean cut. The one that's like very Disney ABC, like you're okay to be gay, you're not a threat to us. You're like, you're really friendly, like you're not trying to convert our children, like they want that gay.
Exactly.
Whereas people on the other side of the spectrum are like completely shunned and like obsolete, which is like, so that's I'm just like, fuck media, like fuck Hollywood, like y'all don't fucking rep for us, like fuck Netflix, like fuck all your like Hollywood execs, like trying to take like queer baiting and shit and like not even give queer actors the right to tell queer stories. Like, fuck y'all. Y'all are fucking stupid. And
I do think I think that was like what t Big Brother 17, that was like 2000 and I don't know, like 15 or 14. It was a long time ago, over 10 years ago. Damn, I'm fucking old, dude. But I do like I am grateful for all this trash reality TV that we have now via streaming, because I feel like now we have a more array of different gay characters. So I feel like if I were to shoot my shot again, perhaps maybe I would have a good chance. I applied for the Squid Games. I feel like if I were to do reality TV, I would love to do the Squid Game challenge.
Nice. I feel like I wanted to do like a reality show too. Like I feel like I thought maybe I can get a couple producers and just like do like MTV like Real World Gooners. Like just get a bunch of baiters together and have it be like X-rated because you're like just blur out what we're jerking off.
Well, you were casted on last season of the Bay World, right?
No, that I got asked, but I turned it down.
Oh, really? I swear I thought you were a
Yeah.
part of that crew. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for mistaking
No,
you.
I wasn't in it, but I helped like behind the scenes like produce it. Like I just mentioned people and I thought would be a good fit for it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I never did it. But I want to do more than that. Like I want to do like it's funny. I actually just I was like, "Oh, how do I like make this bigger, right?" Like I was just like I got really bored and to be honest, like I thought I was gonna like end the podcast. I was like, what's this worth? Like, what's it, you know? But I was like, no, let's just keep it going. Like, what else can you do with it? I think that's where, because I was stuck, I tend to like give up. But I was like, nah, fuck that. So then I just started randomly pitching myself to like different like podcasters and being like, there's this up and coming like thing, and you could be like the first one to tap into it. Like I want you to be the first one to know. So I'm like hoping to like, yo, if like Amber Rose is watching this, like let me be on your podcast, babe. Like, I feel like we'd have a really good conversation about sex and masturbation.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to be said about sex and masturbation, specifically masturbation. I think masturbation's a universal experience. We all do it, and I think the little Gooner community that we are all part of is very interesting. And I love hearing different stories brought to life thanks to your podcast as well. Because you recently had that one gentleman whose name I still can't remember, but he was talking about mindful
Who?
meditation. Do you remember that episode?
Paul Rosenberg.
I really dig that episode because when I started to broadcast my masturbation online, I came with it with the intent to do mindful meditation, but also make it stupid as well. But I also wanted to like have it a cel have a cel be a sense of masturbation should be celebratory because you are loving yourself. It's a great way to boost your self-esteem and that feeling. You should ride on that ecstasy feeling when you get so close to Cursing that load, that's I feel like that's the closest to God that we will ever get,
Yes,
that
brother.
fucking ecstasy, this ecstasy,
Yes.
man. So
Preach, dude.
but then I got tired of doing that, so I started to just just post
I feel like I was in the
baby
same
videos.
boat too. Like, I feel like when I first started, I was on that trip too. I was like, oh,
Oh.
people need to feel this. It's so amazing. Like, it's so powerful. Then I was just like,
And then like I
he's my dick. I'm like,
yeah, exactly. I started just posting dick pictures,
yeah.
just dick pics and dick videos, and
I feel like
just
at the
talk stupid.
core, yeah, but I feel like at the core, what we do, I feel like that comes through, right? Like, we wouldn't do this if we weren't passionate about it.
Oh yeah,
The reason
absolutely.
why we make content is because we love what we do and we love who we are. We wanted people to feel like less alone. Trust me, I
Yeah.
get messages all the time being like, oh, like, I just discovered your podcast. I had no idea. I thought I was the only one. And I was like, certainly not.
Oh no, there is
Certainly
a
not, brother.
wide
They're
variety of masturbators out there.
huge. And we're only counting the ones that are visible.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
There's
I
like
mean, I'm sure, can you imagine the gooning community in the 1920s, 1930s? I'd be really fascinated into like studying sex historically, throughout the ages. Because I'm sure there's like so many fascinating stories out there that just haven't quite revealed yet.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have a
Or at
couple
least
of
to me.
books which I haven't got to read around yet, but it's basically like the history of masturbation. Like, one of the books is like the very beginning of that book is like when the actual word of masturbation was presented in the dictionary, like when we actually had a word to describe what this was. And like, it goes to the history of, like, I think it's the 15th, 17th, 18th century is
Oh
when it
wow.
first began. Yeah, and then it goes on through like history. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
Of
Yeah,
course, it
I'm
started from like a negative connotation.
Oh yeah, I'm deeply fascinated about that as well. As we as humans, we always put like this, well, not is it has always been like that, because if you think back, ancient Greece, gay sex was celebrated upon. It was a way of bonding with other males. But I think more like recently, I would say relatively recent history. Feel free to fact check me, but I would think that, like you were saying, there is a negative connotation between with masturbation and just like sex in general, but like especially with masturbation. I know growing up, sex was just not masturbation was heavily frowned upon by my parents. Definitely the Catholic Church. I went to catechism. I went to Sunday school, and I
Oh,
know
yeah.
it's that was something that was preached by our priest and our teachers to not masturbate. You can't spill thy seed. You got to savor it.
Fair.
Spill it into a woman's vagina or whatever. But it was funny.
Well
I
taught.
didn't really start masturbating until I was like late 16 or 17.
Okay.
It's really embarrassing. I used to like hump my pillow and like laundry basket, laundry bag all the time. That was my form of masturbation, but actually like
Yeah.
stroking it, I didn't do
Yeah.
that until I was like late 16 or 17. And I remember learning about this of all places. In Sunday school, we had a retreat. So, it was an all boys retreat, and I remember they had tucked us into this small cramped room, and it was really, really hot. Like temperature wise, it was really hot. But also, it was hot for me too, because there was a lot of boys that I had a crush on at the time, and I was sitting next to one of the dudes. And the teacher came in, and he talked about all about sex. So it was a very erotic hour where he talked about sex and stuff, and the topic of masturbation came up, and I didn't really know what he had meant by masturbating. That was the first time I actually really heard that term. And I remember I turned to this guy that I had a crush on, and I was like, what's masturbating mean? And then he turns to me and says, "Don't be a faggot." So I was like, what the fuck does it mean? And so, mind you, like internet was still like new at the time. So when I went home, hit up the dial-up, and so I logged into Google Mashup, and I was like, oh, you could do that with your hand. I was like, okay, rad. So yeah,
Yeah,
that's my
absolutely.
masturbation story.
I feel like I learned, I might have. I remember talking about sex in church. Like, I grew up in church too. Like, I grew up in like in church. Like, every Sunday it was like church school. Like, they would like, you would have like a sermon, and then you would divide up into like young children, teenagers, young adults, and then older adults. And that's how that you got taught different shit. It was very fucked up. But I remember like being like probably preteen and like having sex talks and having it be. And I remember thinking that this is really weird. I was like, does God really need us to talk about sex right now?
Yeah, I think the way that they teach sex, especially when we were younger, going to school and stuff, it wasn't very like how to have pleasurable sex, but it was very scientific,
No, I
and
don't
it
think
wasn't very helpful at all.
No, I don't think the America's United States doesn't I don't think we teach
We are
sex
sex illiterate.
and any kind of pleasure whatsoever. Like there's no pleasure in our sex. Like it's merely for like procreation shit,
Yeah,
which is so
absolutely.
dumb and like dated. It's like
Yeah.
who the fuck does that?
I mean, I see the validity in like teaching sex and from like, a scientific biological standpoint, but also
Sure, but
we
like
definitely need sex education on like the pleasurable level as well. Like, how do you like pleasure
yeah.
yourself? How do you pleasure other people? Because where do young men turn to have sex? They search, they go online, they go to Pornhub, they go to XD, right? And then, because we're in this porn scene, this porn little industry that we're in, we like to make it over the top. We like to make it stupid. We like to make it, hardcore. And they think, oh, well, this is how sex is. But in
Sure.
actuality, sex is very, it could be very, it's very vanilla. It could be vanilla, especially if
Yeah,
you really,
yeah,
oh, you're with someone who isn't really kink, what's the word, kink oriented,
yeah. Yeah.
So you.
I feel like for the majority, sex is pretty vanilla. And I feel like we turn to porn for like the more chocolate shit. You know what I'm
Oh,
saying? Like
yeah.
I turn to porn for the more extreme because I don't necessarily practice that in my own life. And so I think like teens need to know that shit. Like, bro, not every person you watch on porn is gonna want to do that to their bodies or
It's not even
have.
young people. I feel like a lot of people in their 20s, I feel like up to their
Yeah,
40s,
you're
I think
probably right.
everyone needs a resex education of how to please other people because like it's ever changing, I think.
Yeah.
So I think just to
That's
be
so
God damn it,
true.
I would love to go to a sex workshop. I was actually in the process of organizing a sex kink like little workshop for one of my previous employments. I used to work at a Pride Center over yonder in
Oh, nice.
LA-ish area, and fortunately it fell through. But I feel like we need more workshops in the area that kind of like centers in on different communities, whether that be baiting or whether it be the leather community or the kink community. Because I feel like people are interested, they just know where exactly to turn to.
No, that's exactly right. And that's why not, like that's kind of the catalyst of why I want to be even bigger. Like I want to be even more mainstream because I feel like there's so much access to resources that people aren't aware of because they have so much shame. Like, oh, I don't want to be known as a masturbator.
No, that
Well,
part, dude.
it's cool. You could be known as a masturbator, you could like live your life and like
Yeah, there's no shame in your game, dude. Like, totally embrace what you are. If you're a
And
masturbator,
there's
or if
so
you like.
many. Well, that's why we have all those like popper trainer vids, which by the way have been really amazing
Oh
lately. Like
yeah.
I've been really getting into it, like the really pervy seedy ones, and it's like training your mind to like really love all this nasty shit. And I'm just like, okay, I'm there
That
with
is
you.
funny. That is funny. Dude,
I
I
thank
was.
you all those random people creating those ra like those videos. You know, where like every like 2 seconds, like it's a video or a new photo, like shit like that. That's
And it
exciting.
takes time. I mean, this is a fucking art form, bro, to like
It
actually
really
set
is. That's
time
why I'm
and get
just
on your
like,
Adobe Premiere, put all those clips together and whatnot. It's a fucking art form, dude. And sometimes I feel like I like
shout out.
the process of fucking creating it more than I actually like acting in it.
Why? Because you
It's
get to watch yourself back.
well, there's that part too. Yeah. And sometimes you
Yeah.
just kind of like lose yourself in the editing process and you're like.
I've definitely done that before where I'm just like, wow, I look really good. Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's always been like kind of like my goal. Like if I don't get off to it, like I'm not gonna put it out. Like, if I don't think it's sexy, then why, what's the point of putting it out?
You know what? Sometimes I feel that way too. I sometimes I'm surprised at the stuff that I post on Twitter. I was like, oh, this is gonna be a hit. Sometimes like I'll put like throwaway pictures, which I didn't feel like I was sexy enough, but then it like blows up. And then like the stuff that I post on the actual OnlyFans or JFF isn't quite the same hit. It's not hitting the same way. So I think it's funny that the things that I think is sexy isn't necessarily the same thing that the overall public thinks is sexy.
Oh, for sure. I feel like people would find other sexy things about you that you might not know about yourself. And I think that's the beauty, though. Like, that's what keeps me, like, continue to do what I do. Because people are just like, oh, your ankles are so hot. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you like meaty
Yeah.
ankles. Go for it, bro.
Yeah, I get like some people who are like, you gotta make more food videos, man. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, but I just this isn't my initial like thought to make feet videos because I don't think my feet are necessarily sexy. So
But
yeah.
someone out there is gonna be like, yo, put your foot in my mouth. And you're just like, sure.
I
Kiss
got
her
you,
off.
man.
But also to LGBT, your ex, and you want to collab with more people, but you see you get into your head about it. What's up with that?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about like, well, what's like my next progression in the sex work thing, you know? Like, I like being baiting and stuff, but I would like to be with other people and stuff too. So it's just, I know I've had a few bad experiences before in the past where I just couldn't perform well because I got two in my head, so I couldn't like stay hard. And then the other
What were
person,
you so nervous about?
I guess just not. Just one performing well on camera, but also like satisfying the person as well. So like, I'm
Yeah,
thinking of
that's a
this
lot
one
of
instance.
pressure.
Yeah, I think of this one instance when I first did this. Went over to this guy's house through the attention of me fucking him. But then there was like, you know, the pressure of recording, the pressure to be fucking this guy, and then I just couldn't write quite. I didn't like feel it because I felt very. It felt like this was all very transactional, I guess. Or there was a lot of pressure, so that really affected my performance. So I kind of like strayed away from that. And then I just need to find the time and place to do it as well. I feel like I've apologized to a lot of dudes before as well because they would hit me up and be like, "Oh, I'm hosting and stuff." And but mind you, this is like in the middle of my workday. I'm out in the field. I can't just like drop what I'm doing and go over and fucking and record because you know I have other things in my mind. Plus, I already made plans to go to the gym after. I got to make sure I have like a whole routine and schedule. So I do would like to like eventually hook up with them, but it needs to the stars need to align. And so I get called out sometimes on stuff. He's like, "Well, you always flake on me, yada yada." But mind you, I never like promised you a date and time. You know, I would never ever like solidify a date if I didn't know that I was gonna not follow through with it. You know, so.
No, I agree. Yeah, no, I hear that. I hear that.
So yeah, I mean, I definitely want to start hooking up more with people. So that's my goal this year, and record
Just
it. You know.
and record it. Okay, cool. Yeah, maybe find someone that you really vibe with or like you think is really sexy and they can like hold you down through the entire
There's a
time.
dude, I forgot. Oh my gosh, I don't want to spoil who it is, but there's a creator coming down to Palm Springs next week, and he has a room, and I've been vibing with him really
Ooh.
well in the DMs, so I look forward to recording with him next Saturday.
How often are you in Palm Springs? We should hang out in Palm Springs.
Dude, I'm like there like all the time. I'm actually going right after this recording.
Are you really? How long does it take you to get there?
For where I live, it only takes me an hour.
That's so nice. I wish. I love more. It takes me like 2 hours to get there. But I was supposed to go a couple of weekends ago, but like my friend was gonna host like a beta party, but then he canceled because he wasn't feeling
Oh,
good. I know. It's a bummer.
dang. Yeah, I'm
I was
going
like,
to
God damn it.
CCBC. Ever been?
No, what is, do they host like different sex events there?
Yeah, so it's the CCBC is the Cathedral City Boys Club. It's like $50 usually for like a day pass. It's like it's a little sex resort. So there's like a pool. There's a steam room
It's
that
like,
they just renovated. The little pig pit that they call it in the back where a lot of dudes are just fucking and sucking and beating.
is the clothing optional?
Clothing optional.
Nice. Yeah, like that's my favorite thing. I love like swimming naked in a pool. I love it. I love the water and my body. Like it feels really cleansing and really soothing.
Yeah, and the pool's like always like heated or it
Fuck yeah.
fluctuates with the temperature, you
No,
know.
I love like that's why I like going in the summer to Palm Springs because it's hella hot. But then like you get in that pool like around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. It's a vibe,
Oh
bro.
yeah,
Like spark a joint, get a 40, you're chilling.
dude. Yeah, I like to take a tall can of like a White Claw and just chill poolside and just get buzzed out all day, get
Hell
suntanned. Oh
yeah.
my gosh, it should be
Well,
really
you
nice today
know,
too. It should be 80 degrees.
fuck yeah. So you just go for the day and then come back.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sick. Well, yeah, hopefully that, that collab goes through.
Yeah, I think it will go through. I'm gonna make it happen. He's down for it. I'm down for it. And then yeah, I want to bait more with the baiters. Maybe like bait virtually as well with others, and
Maybe
see what
do
contact I can
like
make.
do like your sitcom stuff with them. I feel like that would loosen you up.
I have like this dad skit that I want to do next week, and so he's game to help me record it.
See, that's you know who does that stuff? There's another baiter. His name is Puppy something. Puppy. He's like an older gentleman, theater, Latino. He's on
Oh, really?
X, but he does a lot of that. He'll he'll record himself in the same scene, you know,
Oh.
like kind
Oh,
of
really?
like what, yeah, like he'll be in the scene and shot together, but it's recorded, so he'll be like talking to himself.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah,
Yeah,
what is
it's
fucking
wild.
art form, dude? I feel like my dad character, I didn't even think that it was gonna resonate with so many people.
Well, what did you say last time? It was like, oh, it was like, because I was like, oh, you're inspired by, and I was like, it's very like 70s sitcom dad, and you're,
Exactly. It's supposed to be
and,
70s, 60s, and
but
eighties.
you said someone,
Danny Tanner. Danny Tanner
Danny
from Full
Tanner,
House. Yeah, Danny Tanner
yes,
from Full House. That's my inspiration. What if he was like a chronic masturbator,
and that's
you
exactly what it is, like a pervy dad that's just like disciplined with his child because he's not masturbating enough.
it's
That is
so
so
stupid.
insane.
I just like really with the whole like core of it, I just like creating all these different characters because it allows me to like explore different voices that I could do. In another world, in another lifetime, I would love to either be a radio DJ or a voice actor.
Dude,
And
you could do
so
that now.
I know, but it's just I feel like I don't have like the time to put into my craft, because we just work and try and go into graduate school and whatnot.
Just send like agents and like managers like your video, your content video without the sex stuff.
Oh
Just
yeah, absolutely.
give them clips of you doing all this shit. That'd be funny.
A few years ago, there's one guy I served jury duty, and when they asked like potential jurors questions and whatnot, and I had the microphone and I was answering to the judge. Afterwards, a guy came up to me. He's like, "Your voice is very unique. I would love to have you narrate some lines for me for my software company." And I was like, "Oh my God, like this is it. It's happening. Yes, I'll do it." He never followed through. But
Of
see, I
course.
know I have the potential to do something with it. I just.
No, I think you do. I think if you, I feel like if you do end up like putting your efforts into it, I think you'd land somewhere and do something for sure.
Yeah, and
I
I
know it's
would.
hard. I get it. Like I have a full-time job too, and I only get to do this like on the weekends. But
Yeah,
I'm just like, fuck.
I
I'd
know.
rather just do this full-time.
Right? If I could just like leave my
Yeah.
full-time job and just like dedicate it all to just either masturbating and creating video content, voice content, that would be the dream, dude. But also, like, I don't hate what I do in real life either. Because, like, kind of echoing back to what we said, I want to, continue to help people. Connect with the resources that they need to thrive, And if I could get a job that allows me to connect people to the sexual resources that they need, that would be the dream. So I've been thinking about, trying to get a job at the Desert AIDS Project. That's a great nonprofit that helps our communities, but in the desert area, and also just like
Nice.
continue to like promote sexual wellness and sexual well-being within the Southern California area. That's what I'm really been thinking about going into.
Yeah. No, I think that's really admirable. I think that's really great. I think it's always nice when you have the intention to help like empower marginalized communities. I mean, that's really great. I come from a marginalized community. I'm a person of color, so like anytime someone's rooting for me, or if I see myself represented in sexual media, I'm always just like, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
Like
absolutely.
I support like my Latino brother, like Boomer Banks. Do you know Boomer Banks?
Who?
Boomer Banks.
I don't know.
Oh my God, you gotta check out Boomer Banks, man.
Oh, drop me the link.
Gorgeous Mexican dude, huge cock. Yeah, he's huge. He's like
Damn.
pop. He's like super popular. Like he's one of the more famous porn stars, but like so like Mexican as fuck. And so like every time I see him like on screen, I'm just like, yeah, like I need to see more of that representation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think representation in porn matters too.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Like different body types, and but also too, like you got to be intentional with that shit. Like you got to be the one seeking that shit out. It exists. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying? People are always
absolutely.
complaining. I'm just like, no. You could do a porn search. Like, pull up Pornhub and type in what you want to see. It's out there.
Oh yeah, definitely. And we should create more porn that everyone could enjoy as well. And I think you had a conversation too. Oh gosh, I wish I could remember that gentleman's name. I know he's from he's a prominent figure. He's a big following on Twitter. He talks about disability rights and sex work. You had a
Andrew
he was
Gerza.
Yes, Andrew. What a
Yeah.
homie. Yeah, and I really like what he does as well.
I love Andrew. Yeah. He does really great work and he's been doing this for a really long time. And yeah, he's definitely someone that I definitely wanted to chat to. Yeah. If you haven't checked out that podcast, go check it out. Andrew Gerza. He is, I think he calls himself the number one disabled queer advocate.
I believe it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
He's a
trying. I want
homie.
to get. Yeah, he's such a homie, and I definitely want to like talk to more. I'm interested in fascinating in sex work. Like, I just feel like,
Yeah.
and I think we kind of tapped into it last time we spoke. Like, you can heal yourself through sex work,
Yeah, sex
and
work
I
is
can.
very healing and
Yeah,
very
and
informative.
part of that is representation, like to heal yourself through like being able to view your own sex or view a similar body as yours, or like, someone that has similar features, like can be really healing and like inspiring him to be like, oh shit, like, I'm a viable sexual person too.
And empowering as well. If I can make porn that is empowering, that is
I think you're, I think
bomb.com.
you're,
I would lo Do you think
I
I do
think you're doing
that
it. Yes, I don't think
now?
you understand. Like, there is someone that looks at your porn and is just like, yes, like this is what I need in my life. Like, you are giving me everything. You are someone's everything.
And I hope I am, dude. And for those who are listening, you think that I'm really cool. I see you. Thank you for following me. And also, since I'm on this podcast, sure, let me just like throw it out there. I am so
Yeah.
deeply appreciative of you for inviting me to this podcast. And I am so deeply appreciative of all my followers that I've gained and the OnlyFans subbers, GFF subbers. Like, I say this all the time. They've really helped me out through some sticky financial situations. And I am so thankful that people even like find me like attractive and stuff. You know, I made this whole account just for like kind of like for me and the stupidity of it all. And to have like this mass following now, it's wild. It's wild. I'm so deeply appreciative. And thank you so much again for having me here too. It's
Yes,
like a dream,
dude.
dude.
It's like owning your shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like you are just like putting yourself out there, like unapologetically dumb, like unapologetically stupid. Like, this is just what the fuck it is. Like, either you like it or you don't. And obviously, you're doing something right. I fucking, what is it? Almost 40K followers you got.
Insane, insane to the main brain. Too many
40K
gooners with
people.
internet access.
I mean, that's the future, bro. I
Yeah,
want everybody with Gooter access.
I
Because I just, it's hard for me to imagine that there's still places like without internet. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's still like these countries or places where it's just like they don't have access to this like technology. And you're just like, holy shit, like,
you
how
know,
do we make it fair
I
for
actually
everybody?
made a TikTok not too long ago about this very subject. There's actually a lot of cities and communities within the USA that don't have internet access. So I feel like there's a lot of work to do, even with their own country, to provide people with internet access. I'm sorry, I feel like there's like a split between like actual advocacy and goonerism. We were like jumping all over
No,
the
I love it, but I'm just saying, like, it's
place.
so, that's why I want like our visibility, your visibility in this podcast, your ex, like it's all so valuable because it's also layered, right? Like, okay, it's hard enough coming out as a gay man. Okay, it's hard enough coming out as a Latino gay man. Okay, it's harder, it's even difficult to come out as a gay Latino beta gay man. And you're just like, whoa, it's so like, I don't think people really understand the depth of like a lot of shame and a lot of like shadow work that people of particularly people of color have to go through, because again, like, it's so layered. So
Yeah,
like
there's
brown people, like, we're talking to each other like about our sex and like our culture and like our our beta-ness, and it's just
Yeah,
community.
there's definitely a lot of different intersections that we all have to overcome. And like you're saying, yeah, it's one thing to be gay, it's one thing to be Mexican, it's one thing to be sex positive. I'm like,
Intersexuality, right? That's a trip. And that, I think that's what's most fascinating to me now, like in terms of like sex. Like, I think that's really, it's hot to like talk about all this intersectionality and like, how does it affect you? Like, how does that impact your sex? Like, what are you doing and how are you doing it? Like, it all is like so like fundamental to who you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
That shit
And
is so hot.
and we should be liberated from the shame of it all, you know? And I hope that if
Yes.
anything, if my page does to liberate you for any shame and just jerk off to what makes you happy and
Yeah.
jerk off just to jerk off, you know?
Yeah. Jerk off to dad who's upset with you.
Yeah, you better not be jerking off, son.
Meanwhile, dad's in the corner. What other stuff you got down the pipeline? So you say, do you want to collab?
Yeah, I'm gonna do some more collabs, and I actually do have
Right.
something really cool coming up soon that I can't talk about yet. So that's coming down the pipeline. What else am I doing? And then other than just creating just more stupid content, I want to explore more and creating more absurd stuff. I think if I was to collab more, I want to find a group of people to, I think that would be like the dream for this year, to consistently have like a group of people to make content with that is stupid, fun, and absurd. So yeah, I think I'm gonna start digging more into that over the summer, see where I could go. But other than that, dude, I'm just gonna keep baiting and re hitting record and posting it on the X and
You know what would be so much fun if like we got like a group of baiters and just did like our own like YouTube reality show. That'd be so cool.
that'd be really dope, dude.
You know what you could be really good at too? You could do like take improv classes. Have you ever thought about doing that?
Yes, and I think I'm really bad at improv, but I would love to
What? Okay,
learn.
so maybe not improv, but just like acting, like just like I feel like comedy specifically, like you could like learn like timing and like pacing.
I would actually love to go into acting. I something that I've been thinking about lately because I know there's a community theater down the street from me actually. And I was like, well, maybe I should like try out for a part and see if I could get a role.
That'd be so much fun. Like, I just feel like I can just do it. Like, it's just like something to do on a Wednesday night, you know? Like,
Yeah, right?
life is fucking short. Wait, you're not really bald in this tweet that I'm looking at, are you? Is
No,
that a filter?
that was a Snapchat filter.
You got Snapchat filtered with you being bald? That's fucking
Yeah.
awesome. You look good bald.
Do you think so? You know, I used to shave my head,
Yeah.
not like not to that extent, but I used to do number one all the side on all over. It
Yeah.
was pretty, pretty hot. I liked it, but I like my hair right now. I'm not thinking about shaving anytime soon.
Yeah, I feel like I used to shave my head, but I have like little indents in my head, like little
Oh yeah.
ripples. I don't like it.
It's all good. I think I have those too, actually. Oh, I used to have a friend. He
I
used to
also
have a
got
huge bump on his head. It was pretty cool. I used to love touching it. But you
just
couldn't
like
tell
a
that it was there because the hair was covering it. But if you like go over his head, you're like mound. I'm like, what is that? It's
you
so
would just touch
hot.
it.
Yeah. Very erotic.
I got ripples on my dick too. No, it's
Ooh, please show.
oh my God. No, I feel like my focus right now is like doing this and like I want to get like I want to get like a studio. Like I do these recordings now like via Zoom or whatever, but I like it when I'm in the room with the same person. It has like a different feel.
Oh yeah, it's more personal.
I keep trying to get Brother Bader on it, but he keeps saying no, but I keep asking him. So I just keep annoying him.
He'll
He's just
eventually
like
say yes.
maybe. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Like they have like really beautiful studios that you can rent out. I don't know. It's just maybe it'll like elevate it.
Yeah, that'd be really
Hey,
rad.
I was just thinking, I was gonna say that whole thing about you humping pillows, like it's more common than you think.
Yeah, there's like a whole like
Like I
genre of
used
porn.
And like when I was a teenager before high school, like I'd wake up like humping my bed.
Oh yeah.
Like not like thinking about it. Like my body was just like, you have a boner and you need to make it feel good.
Sometimes bed sex is the best sex. I think I feel like sometimes I'm not gonna, I have some powerful orgasms via pillows and my laundry bag.
I like your videos, the ones where you're like you do have another person and you're sucking a dick or you're sucking a titty. That's hot.
Oh yeah, that gentleman, he was really cool. He let me record that, and dude, that's like one of my biggest kinks, just fucking nipple sucking. I love sucking a good hairy nipple, dude.
I like big titty nipples too, yeah. They're nice.
Fuck yeah, I just that makes me lose my mind, dude. I could suck on a nipple for like hours,
And just
and if they let
masturbate.
me masturbate, if they let me like bite them. So if anyone needs their nipple sucked, like hit me up. I will more than happy suck your
Fucking
nips.
goon for nipples.
I'm a gooner for nipples, dude.
Is
That's
there
like
a
my biggest turn
particular
on.
type of chest or nipple, or all of them are equally delicious?
All of them's equally delicious, but if their little if their nipple like sticks out, like kind of without you know that little right that you see that? Oh,
Yeah.
that turns me on so
Oh,
much,
like the
dude.
areola, not the actual nipple part.
No, the
Yeah,
nipple part too. This whole area just is so
I have
good.
really meaty areolas. Check it out.
And it's pierced.
It's pure. They're huge. Someone also
It's
did
gorgeous,
enjoy this
dude.
part, like the little part there. Yeah, thank you.
I would wrap my tongue all over that, just in a big circle. They clamp onto that, suck it for hours, and bite you. Bite it.
I will let you do that after a year because I'm still letting my nipples heal.
Okay.
But yeah, it's definitely on the table.
I'll hit you up exactly 1 year from now.
Hey, you are so amazing for re-recording this podcast. As soon as this is over, I'm gonna check it to make sure the audio is fine. And I'm gonna cross my fingers that everything's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
But where can people find you and know all about your stuff?
Yeah, you can always hit me up on the x.com/1800sexline. You can find me on onlyfans.com/deanarrows1, justforfans.com/deanarrows1. I have a link tree in the bio if you go find my Twitter.
Oh
And
yeah, you do have a LinkedIn. Yeah, Dean Arrow is one.
yeah, and then you can find me on the streets of Palm Springs, hitting up all the bars. Say hi to me. If anyone ever sees me on the streets of Palm Springs, feel free to say hi. I like meeting new people.
Yeah, same. I feel like yeah, if you see me out somewhere, just say hola. But be nice.
Yeah,
Don't
I
come
know.
up to me saying that you fucking hate the way I look. Like
No, I feel like I've met a few people who recognize me as on like online, and they were super incredibly sweet. So,
I love when people do that. I love when people are nice and like engaging and just like really supportive. Yeah, that's really cool.
yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. You are amazing. Again, you can follow them on Twitter or X. Not Dean Arrows.
Oh yes, that's
They're amazing. Silly verbal gooner himbo, like dumb dad stuff. They're really, really cool. And yeah, continue to keep on baiting. I'm Beastly Baiter. You can catch me on social media under that handle. And we're gonna go ahead and talk to you on the next episode of the Bait Escape Podcast. Thanks,
Thank you
y'all.
so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Beastly. Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode of the Bait Escape Podcast. I love producing these shows. I love talking to other masturbators about masturbation. And I just love talking to other people about sex in general. If you love this episode, make sure that you like, follow, subscribe, and that you're sharing. Probably the most important thing that you can do for this podcast is to share it. Share it with everyone you know. Share it with that solo sexual masturbator, beta gooner in your life. Let them know that they're not alone in their solo sexuality. And again, I thank you always so much for your continued support with this podcast. Love y'all.